This is the music of Sony Masterworks, and welcome to Carnegie Hall Presents. Perhaps no other artist has had such an enduring connection with Carnegie Hall than Vladimir Horowitz. Horowitz performed over 90 concerts at Carnegie Hall, including numerous recitals that brought audiences to their feet, amazed at the pianist's virtuosic command of not only the instrument, but the classic repertoire he performed. Many of these stunning recitals were privately recorded by Horowitz. Sony Masterworks and Carnegie Hall have teamed to release three recordings of these personal treasures of Horowitz in the series At Carnegie Hall, The Private Collection. Featured on this episode is Gino Francesconi, director of the archives at Carnegie Hall and the Rose Museum, who talks about the legacy of Vladimir Horowitz and reflects on the pianist's performances of Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition.
I'm the director of the Archives and the Rose Museum. I actually founded the Archives here in 1986 and the Rose Museum in 1991. And so it seems unbelievable, actually, when you would think that a place like Carnegie Hall never saved its history. But it didn't. And the nice thing is that it is Carnegie Hall and other people saved our history. And so when we made the call, items came in from all over the country, and between flea markets and collectors, little by little, we started to collect material. Well, since then, we've collected thousands and thousands of pieces. We have two offsite storage facilities, and we have opened the Rose Museum. As far as recordings go, imagine the term live at Carnegie Hall. That can instill a lot of excitement, whether it's Tony Bennett or Judy Garland or the Weavers or Duke Ellington, and especially Horowitz. And I had always known about something called the Carnegie Hall Recording Company. Now, you'd think that that would be something connected to Carnegie Hall, but in fact, it wasn't. It was someone who was in one of the studios and ran his own company by filtering a mic down into the hall, approaching the artist on his own and say, listen, for a few bucks, we'll make a recording and we'll share it. It was never known to the people who worked here. So when I heard that story, I started to search for the Carnegie Hall Recording Company. I found a few items here and there, but the man long had since died and the material had disappeared. So when I heard about the Horowitz collection at Yale, I went to inspect it and was amazed and yet not surprised to find that Horowitz had made a deal with the Carnegie Hall Recording Company to record every one of his concerts in the 40s. There's a mystique about Carnegie Hall that is there before you arrive, and it started with Tchaikovsky and the fact that Andrew Carnegie, at the Lane of the Cornerstone, said, all good causes may here find a place. We were never segregated. The Republicans could have their convention. The Democrats could have their convention. Margaret Sanger could talk about birth control. Jack London could talk about the Russian Revolution. Carnegie was sheer genius in that sense because we collected the rent. The most amazing thing for me, having been here for 35 years, is when everybody leaves and you're inside, there's a comfortability within those four walls. And for everyone who will never be forgotten, there are so many that have been, and yet each one of those leaves a little piece of themselves on the stage. I think Alan King, in his live performance, said, if these walls could talk, he'd say, what an accent it'd have. And the place has the acoustics that will allow you to perform better than in the shower. And so that's from the Carnegie Hall side. Now, from the Horowitz side, his first night on that stage entered lore before it was over. As the critic in the Times said, most of the intermission was spent with the audience screaming for his return and his return and his return. The headlines in the review the next day said, "Pianist causes furor." That's exactly what he wanted to do. And he kept doing it ever since. And even the flyers that we have in our collection will just say Horowitz. The interesting thing about the Horowitz flyers is at the bottom it would give the date, but it would also say sold out. And I thought, so then why print the flyers? They've already been sold out. And you see that on flyer after flyer after flyer. He performed here more than 90 times, but 50 of those were in recital. Each one of those performances adds to the mystique and to the lore. For me, having worked backstage for 10 years and having been here for 35 years, and the nice perk about working here is that I may not always have tickets, but I have the keys. And it's just wonderful sometimes to go in and hear a rehearsal and then to see what happens that evening or that afternoon in performance. And there were a handful of people that never stopped striving to do better. And yet, when they performed, you were never aware of the work. Ella Fitzgerald, for one, would perform on stage as if she was just tossing it off, making it up as she went along. And Horowitz as well, people called him controlled and exacting. And yet there was a freedom in that exactness that he was in control, but very comfortable. When you hear a performance like the Mussorgsky pictures in an exhibition, you can almost set a metronome to it, but don't rely on it too much. A well-known singer once told me that if she had gotten a bad review from her Carnegie Hall performance, bad review in the Times, would take her 10 years to get over that, career-wise. I think that's going through the heads of every musician that stands at those doors. The critics are maybe a little tougher there. And then your mythology, I think the larger acts they use out there, waiting to see signs of any crack. They all know it. They express it in different ways. And yet there's a calmness to mastery of craft. It doesn't mean you work any less hard, but it means that you can explore and actually enjoy what you're doing. I think Horowitz enjoyed playing probably more than anything else, and I think he enjoyed playing for others.
The music you've been listening to is from the first disc in Vladimir Horowitz at Carnegie Hall, the private collection, featuring works by Mussorgsky and Liszt. For more information, visit sonymasterworks.com and carnegiehall.org.